The Big Bang. It's on its way.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Christian speakers now in North America. Well, Ken, does the Bible speak of a Big Bang bringing the universe into existence?
Well, certainly not. Most evolutionists, of course, believe in the Big Bang. They insist that billions of years ago, matter exploded, and as a result, the universe developed by chance random processes, and then eventually the sun formed, and then a very hot earth. But the Bible teaches that God made the earth first, before the sun, moon, or stars. Also, the earth was covered with water when it was first formed. It wasn't a hot, molten blob. We're also told that God didn't make the sun until the fourth day of creation. So all of this is in great conflict with the Big Bang idea. There's no way a Christian can accept the Big Bang and then add it to the Bible. But you know, the Bible does talk about a certain kind of Big Bang. In 2 Peter, we're told that there's a time in the future when God will judge this earth with fire, when the elements will melt with fervent heat, and then there'll be a big noise. The evolutionists got it all wrong, you see. The Big Bang hasn't happened. As I tell people, it's on its way as a judgment for man's sin.
But doesn't secular science say that the earth is billions of years old and was full of death and suffering long before Adam appeared? Well, find out the truth when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on death and suffering, as well as the real age of the earth and whether or not there was a Big Bang. Just go to AnswersRadio.com.